those who favor gun ownership, put that aside and stand up for the safety and the well-being of our citizens.
New Jersey Democratic Senator Frank Lautenberg joined anti-gun advocates, a New York Democratic Representative Caroline McCarthy, and City Council member Letitia James on the steps of City Hall today to introduce legislation that would limit the sale of ammunition following the movie theater shooting in Aurora, Colorado.
Today we're introducing a new bill. It addresses two shortfalls in our gun laws that enable the latest Colorado shooter to carry out his reign of terror. First, the shooter was able to amass an arsenal of ammunition online, like you might order shoes or food or what have you, online. Give me lots of bullets. It sounds horrible, and it is. He didn't have to interact with another human being who could have noticed his abnormal behavior. So it's time to close the loophole that's allowing killers, deranged, insane, and even terrorists to buy ammunition online. We also know that the Aurora gunman was able to purchase 6,000 bullets without raising any red flags. Under our bill, this won't be able to happen again, even in a store. Our bill would simply require a dealer to notify law enforcement if a single buyer purchases large volumes of ammunition in a short period of time. Just notify law enforcement.
The Stop Online Ammunition Sales Act requires anyone selling ammunition to be a licensed dealer, and it requires ammunition buyers who are not licensed dealers to request photo identification at the time of purchase, which would effectively ban the online or mail order purchase of ammunition by people. It requires licensed ammunition dealers to maintain records of the sale of ammunition and to report the sale of more than 1,000 rounds of ammunition to an unlicensed person within any 5 consecutive business days. New York Democratic Representative for Nassau County, Caroline McCarthy's husband, was killed in the Long Island Railroad shooting in 1993, and her son was severely injured.
So many mass killings in the last several years. And the pain does not go away. I can tell you from speaking as a victim. The morning I got up and I saw on TV about the shooting in Aurora, it brings you back to that moment when your family went through a tragedy similar. And the pain does not go away. The pain does not go away. It comes into your mind as it happened yesterday. We are calling for a national outcry to stop gun violence in this country. We are calling out for citizens to say to their politicians, no matter who they are, what are you doing to try to reduce gun violence in this country? You know, we hear from the NRA that, you know, people support their issues. Let me say something about that. The NRA is nothing more than a front for the gun manufacturers, and their job is to intimidate legislators and members of Congress. That is what their job is. Their job is try to convince people that everybody should own a gun in this country. Well, I'm not going to go argue with the NRA about whether someone has the right to own a gun or not. The Supreme Court already did that. But the Supreme Court also said that governments had the right to protect their people. And what we saw in Aurora, where someone was able to amass over 6,000 bullets, gas canisters that were guaranteed when they explode to be able to have shrapnel go throughout the area. We are going to be doing something about this. We are going to make sure that anyone that's going to be buying large amounts of ammunition can only buy it from a federal dealer. That's only common sense.
The new bill seeks to overturn the McClure-Volkmer Firearms Owners Protection Act. McCarthy said there were limits on ammo sales prior to 1984. Then the act lifted those restrictions on interstate ammunition sales, record-keeping, and regulations for licensed dealers. According to McCarthy, there are 32 gun murders every day in the United States. At Question Time, reporters asked where the White House, and particularly President Obama, was on the legislation.
Yes, the White House supports a limit on gun violence, very clear about that. The president has said it. Now, to say that they support the bill, I'm not able to say that they support every dot and period that goes with it. It's still in formation, but we're moving along. It's being introduced. It's going to be acted upon next week, and we're very optimistic.
Lautenberg and McCarthy are also sponsors of legislation to strengthen instant background checks, to ban high-capacity ammunition magazines, such as the ones used in Aurora, Tucson, Virginia Tech, Columbine, and the Long Island Railroad massacres, and last year's killing spree in Norway. For WBAI's Evening News, this is Rebecca Miles reporting.